I'ma get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah. Yo, it's my favorite day of the week. My radio's kicking David Chuck the Freak.
It's a day celebrated all across the nation. Bitches be tripping. What's up with the Asian?
Dave with the news, douchebag of the day. Ripcord and a hot bitch, beast away.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, come on.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah.
You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
Another day, another weird Craigslist post. This one I can't figure out, though.
Okay.
I really can't figure it out because...
What's the code?
I don't know what's going on.
All right.
A listener in Rhode Island sent us this. They were just perusing stuff for sale on Craigslist.
Mm-hmm.
And they found this. An old book with some old feet.
Old feet?
Wait a second. This is the first foot book, maybe?
It's actually
a foot. Yeah.
Oh, wait a second.
It's a Navy book from 1915 with a type letter.
What if this guy doesn't have hands?
But someone. Oh, Chuck.
What if this guy doesn't have hands?
I never thought. In the picture, the first picture, this old, really old pair of feet is holding a book up on the carpet.
Can't you just lean it on something?
Maybe those are just very intricate book ends.
Like, you do this. Like, so I have my piece of paper.
It's not going to work.
Right, yeah.
You know, and then you
lean it.
And then you do an overhead. Why your ugly ass feet in this picture?
Your ugly ass old feet.
Old feet.
I don't know.
Like, the book's from 1915. I think the feet are too.
Yeah.
What's happening?
This is definitely a book you just bought off the shelf.
It is old timey bookstore back in the day.
Yeah. That I've never seen anything like. If you have hands in any way, this should not be what you do.
Because it'd just be a lazy old man trying to take a picture.
No.
Is there a weird fetish thing that's going along with this? You think so?
Well, it is a Navy book.
Yes, I believe
so. In the Navy.
Maybe it's an old man, so he's got a very old digital camera to take photos that he needs both hands because he's so old and frail. He's using his feet
to
keep the
book up. Like
the
sides of the book aside.
Can't you just lean it on something?
He wants to make sure you can read his navel.
I think his feet are in there for a reason, James.
I think those feet were in World War II.
You don't put feet in a picture with a book unless you mean them to be there. For some reason.
I know there's a lot of feet in ads, like on eBay and stuff like that. But generally, it's the mistaken... I don't have any socks on.
Overhead,
look down on an image that's in their hand, and they take the picture, and you see like their toes and stuff,
right,
which
to me,
is
those
really
are
bad.
Accidental.
Yes.
Yeah,
that makes nothing, more sense.
There's nothing accidental about this. He intended for his feet to be in this picture holding up this book.
And Lisa, I think you could just put that book, like it's a thick book.
Yeah.
You could just put that thing right on the ground like that. I don't think it would have even fallen
or
over.
You lay it down and get a different angle like this.
With that holding it up, he could be doing damage to the spine.
That's nice.
How you
Craigslist
do that photographer.
Angle. Like if you have an old-timey camera.
Get on down over here.
I put it from above. Puts the carpet over top of her, like the curtain over top of her head. I got it. Eureka.
Are people into 100-year-old feet?
Can I tell you? No. There's no chance.
Maybe.
Oh, you're right.
Right. People are crazy.
People are
their brains are all messed up.
And they're into old...
twisted brains. Lots of that.
I'll just... Okay, so the only way that this works is if it's like some gay guys that are into feet. Like, but let's...
Some
that's
old gay men?
Old gay men. But old gay men are into young gay guys.
Yeah, they don't want old feet, do they?
They don't want old feet.
No. Why wouldn't the man... Okay, so old men, this is another thing. Old men have cold feet and they wear socks all the time. He would have his socks on.
Yeah.
He's they're on
slippers,
show.
Probably.
Yeah, they're
You got any other old man facts?
I know. You heard it here first. Old men have cold feet.
Right? Don't old, old, old men wear socks?
I've never encountered an old man for
slippers. Barefoot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Who wear?
My dad is like.
You know what my stepdad does, too.
Yeah. Some guys run hot their whole life.
Yeah. And this was posted 2 weeks ago, so, I mean, it's still warm outside.
Wait a second, though. Hold on. Go back. Did it look like a shadow of some toes on that one where it showed the first page of the book opening? Right. Is that shadow of a toe?
No, I think it's
toes?
His hand on the phone.
Okay.
Oh, so he has a regular.
It looks like it's a phone because you can see even here, like, look at the shadow. Right? Doesn't it look like someone's
doing
this?
He's holding it with two hands. Yeah. Or,
yeah.
So, a Samsung.
You're right.
iPhone.
So he's got hands. So that rules out he had to use his feet. Look, you can see the hands.
He's got a hand.
He's got hands.
Mm-hmm.
So we've ruled out.
Why would you put your foot?
I don't know. I don't know. He doesn't. Maybe he's so old he doesn't see a problem with it.
This is a really good thing, ad that the listener sent. So thank you because it's different.
It's a mystery.
It's a real brain buster.
It's not like average.
No.
I want to clean your pipes.
Right,
exactly.
That's what I was expecting. It's not that.
It's not that at all.
Maybe he's got his old ass feet in this photo, so yeah, you know he's so old. That's probably his book from when he served in the Navy.
It's authentic.
Yeah, like this isn't some reprint.
Those feet look like
it's definitely touched foreign soil.
Yeah. This is in, if you're on Craigslist, it's in the Rhode Island Craigslist in the for sale section, books and magazines by owner. It says new price, Naval Ordnance, U.S. Naval Academy book, 1915. The listing says many great foldouts. A typed written letter is included from 1918, H. Belt, Lieutenant Commander, Gunnery Officer, USS Rhode Island. Please note some puncture damage. It's for sale for $20, but the feet are what's really throwing us off. It would just be a normal book post.
I believe he's sitting down and he's holding the book with his feet in a seated position just because of the way his one foot is curled.
I'm leaning towards it's not a foot fetish. I think it's just an old guy who doesn't
need bad judgment.
Yeah, that's it.
I think
it's
an old guy going,
I'll
hold it with my feet. Yeah. Why? What the hell?
Who cares?
Hold it with my feet.
Old guy with bad judgment who may be getting now unsolicited foot fetish.
Yeah, send him an email.
Responses.
Like, can please do. Those tootsies, daddy?
Please do. James, say that exact thing. Can I suck those tootsies, daddy?
Oh my goodness.
Question mark.
Oh, no.
And see what the response is.
Okay.
If I had to choose. I'm going to send this to you.
Okay. I'm going to be honest. If I had to choose one of those
tootsies, daddy.
If I had to choose one of those toes to suck.
Oh, no.
Stop.
If you had to choose. You wouldn't want to choose.
I can't even.
Not the one with the yellow toenail.
Oh no!
You don't want the big yellow toenail, and you don't want the.
Lisa's ready to walk out.
What looks like a sore on the third toe of the left foot.
Okay.
Zoom in on them feet for James. The big daddy feet he wants to suck. Look at that. That is.
Yeah. No, you don't want that.
Maybe a bunion or two.
What is the other? Look at the other toes.
Wait a minute. What if he is like a disabled? Like,
but he's got hands. We can see
he could be disabled another way. Like, what is one thing? Something's wrong with him. And
listen,
then we're gonna say something about sucking toes, daddy, and stuff. I don't know. That would be very disrespectful.
You advertise on Craigslist. That's what happens. I'm sorry.
I know.
You're gonna bring out the pervs like James.
Just a regular average Craigslist perv, Lisa.
Yeah.
You're just playing that role. I'm catfishing this old guy.
We don't want.
I want to get a shirt for James that can I suck on them toes, daddy.
No.
Oh my god.
I mean, I'd wear it, but that didn't really give me some weird attention.
Yeah.
Thought it was weird wearing a man thong on public.
I probably got
people at Walmart trying to suck my toes off.
I gotta tweet this out for people to see. He's
yeah,
of course.
Yeah, like,
he's
gonna
of course.
Get everybody's opinion.
He's about to get a mountain of can I suck them tootsies, daddy?
That'll be down so quick.
Oh, this poor old guy.
It's been up for 2 weeks.
Haven't sold my book yet.
Do you think it's his or did he acquire it? Is there.
Like, is he a book collector? It's not his.
It's not his because he wouldn't.
But he might have been into like war.
Like it's not passed down from family or anything.
I don't think so. I bet he got it somehow. Like he's very proud of the letter and all that stuff that comes with it. And it's like, ooh, it was an official letter, war letter. Like he seems like an old guy who's into war.
Jason the Jew, what's your take on this here?
Well, I'm about to send him $20 and buy the book, but I want the stipulation that he has to tell me what's up with his feet.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Right.
So I'll give you $20.
I'll give you $20 for some answers.
Yeah, what's going on with your feet?
Yeah.
How many books, Dave, do you want to read
that have had feet all over them.
Not, right. That's what I was thinking, the contamination of the
zero.
Feet.
First like of all, zero. Yeah. But especially them feet.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Right.
You're going to handle that after
oh,
all
God.
That?
Exactly. All them feet? No. Mm-mm. Twitter.com/Dave and Chuck if you want to see what we're talking about here. I just posted the listing.
He is gripping that book with his right foot.
Someone said,
you can really see
oh, yeah,
the
he's
skin.
Holding on hard. Someone said, Catfish Campbell rides again.
Let's get him, boys!
Yeah!
Regulators! This guy makes me want to suck his tootsies!
Oh, okay, don't please, no. Someone said, the only show in the world that can make me laugh and want to throw up in the first 5 minutes.
Yeah, it happens. Sorry. If you saw this toenail.
Yeah.
Did you see the
feet? You haven't even seen the feet. Twitter.com/David.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, I either bad judgment or disabled. I still think there could be a disabled thing here.
Anything's possible. We don't know how old this guy is.
But his hands work enough to hold a phone and take some pictures.
Still, he collects old books and tries to sell them. It's weird.
Or if they ran his family, I don't know. Or there are, like you said, maybe they're his. Maybe that letter was to him.
Like Chuck said, too.
It doesn't seem like something that somebody scored out of a storage unit or something like that. You know what I mean? Like the other things that would be for sale.
Yeah.
I don't know why you'd...
Who wants this?
No one. It's like a book of rules and tools for the Naval Academy.
Jason wants this.
Well, Jason does, but only to get some answers. He doesn't actually want the book.
Because I don't think he's a perv because it says don't contact me with unsolicited services.
No, but it says that on every Craigslist post.
Oh, yeah.
It says that at the bottom of every Craigslist post.
Yeah, oh, I figured the pervs
let it slide. That's the most ignored statement on Craigslist, that bottom statement.
Like, I believe that if you go on to anything...
What else is this guy selling?
See? Do not contact me with unsolicited services.
Is it the same guy selling all this other stuff?
Oh, no. I just clicked on for sale in the Rhode Island Craigslist.
Oh, you can't, like, search it the way you can on eBay.
By seller? Like,
by seller,
no,
yeah.
God. Some people would never want you identifying them on Craigslist, right?
Well, you still can't identify a seller, but the only thing... Like, say I posted, like, 25 things up there. Like, I posted a book, but actually I have 20 books for sale. You could then click on my name, which is a fake... It'd be fake name to whatever you see. And then you'd see the 25 books I'm selling. This isn't this guy's first book he sold.
Well, no, and he's with it enough. They updated it 21 hours ago to reduce the price. Obviously, it wasn't selling. The new price is 20 bucks. So,
I'm waiting for a solid 15, and then I'll take a foot book. It does affect the price, having your feet all over it.
Yeah.
Imagine, like, buying a shirt, but...
And this guy holds it up. Maybe that's his thing. Everything he holds up with his feet.
Oh, man.
That's why it's too bad we can't see if he's selling other stuff
on
here.
He's not a good businessman.
Let's see books and magazines by owner to see if any other...
Anything else with feet?
Oh, there's old Playboy magazines. Ooh, that's gross, too.
Many guys have that old... Oh, boy.
That's the only one being held up with feet.
You know what, though? In all of this that you've scrolled through, the one with the feet jumps out at you.
It stands out.
Yeah. Really does.
I mean, but that's I don't think it's in a good way.
No.
No.
Man, a lot of people sell Playboy magazines.
I think a lot of people have Playboys in the hopes that they were going to become something.
What guys do with Playboys.
James, don't you have it? No.
Playboys?
Yeah, did you collect?
No.
Oh, you didn't collect.
No. I wouldn't mind it, but really, I have so much stuff.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
Then, so they have a Playboy collection and a donger collection and a comic collection. And
yeah,
a toy.
It's too many collections. Yeah. You got to
At some point,
few.
I'm just going to have to admit to being a hoarder.
Our listeners are emailing him, so I mean, inappropriate emails before, he's about to get some from James and some other listeners.
Or he's got one from me because I just clicked some.
Oh, wow. Let's see if he does respond to James during the show, we'll break into regular scheduled programming.
Oh, my goodness.
Someone said it's actually in Foxborough where the Pats play. I'm there right now. Could swing by and see what's up. We wish you could. But it's listed in the Rhode Island section. I don't know. Someone said, just saw the feet and Evan gagged and almost threw up with the actual left. Yeah, they aren't good feet. They're bad feet.
So those feet have seen a lot.
Yeah, they have. But we don't think it's a fetish thing. We don't think it's a sexual thing. We think it's just an old man selling a book who thought... Nothing
I'll just,
of.
Yeah, I'll just
nothing
hold it.
Nothing of holding it up with his feet for the picture. Unfortunately. So that's too bad.
I hope he gets socks. I need socks.
You know what? Right? If he had socks on, I'd feel way better about the stocking feet. Sure. Holding my book.
I would too.
Yeah.
Yes. If a foot's going to touch anything I'm going to purchase,
yeah.
Let's get something on it.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe he is a perv.
You can, I guess, add more ads by this user link on Craigslist. This guy doesn't have it, though.
Okay.
I keep changing my mind every 2 minutes about this.
Yeah, I know you do. You go back and forth right in bed. Yeah. No, he's not a perv. Well, maybe he is a perv.
Maybe he is.
Yeah. Those funky old feet.
He put socks on.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess if you're like a foot fetish guy in your 30s, one day you're going to be 75.
And you'll still have a foot fetish.
You'll still be the same guy.
Old foot fetish people.
Yeah.
It's a sad, sad thought.
Yeah. I never thought about it until just now.
Old diaper people, any old.
Old, yeah.
Old
diaper people. That's just like, here we are. Good.
Yeah.
Finally.
I actually need them.
This is acceptable.
Yeah.
And
I had to wait my whole life for the freedom of this.
Eureka jackpot!
Yep.
No judgment.
Oh my God.
I need these.
They're the only people on earth that are like, I can't wait till I can't control my bowels.
Never thought of it like that.
No. They are launching themselves into, you know.
This is the day!
It's finally here. I need someone to help me wipe.
Legitimately!
Yep. Okay, so think about the old guy who finally gets to the home that just seems thrilled.
Smiles, all smiles.
Yeah,
like,
oh, yeah.
I did a dookie.
I'm a mess back there. I don't like it. I don't like the creepy but old diaper man.
I have a hard time reaching. You're going to have to help.
Like, that's terrible. I never even thought of that. What a fate.
They say getting old sucks. No, it doesn't. It's the best.
Oh, my God, Chuck. That's so wrong.
I love it.
It's true.
It's bad. It's a bad thought, but you're right. That is really one of the few fetishes that, with age, you come into your prime.
Yeah.
It's like you hit your diaper prime.
Yep.
As you get older.
I'm old.
Yeah. I
mean, yeah, you may not be able to get boners anymore, but you'll still get your ass wiped.
Oh.
And get all they need.
Poop in a diaper.
I'm sure people at work in that industry have encountered the excited.
I hope not.
You know what I mean? Just like the smiles and
the
excitement.
Not the excitement.
I got a boner in my diaper.
No.
I took a blue pill and pooped my pants. I need your help.
Oh, those poor nursing home people. I hope they don't hear I got a boner in my diaper.
Oh my gosh.
That's a bad nursery rhyme. All right. Well, listen, we'll see if we get responses to any of the messages, even from the listeners that sent some messages to this guy who's holding up a book with his feet.
Yes.
In a Craigslist post, because maybe it's just the way he's holding it. Or maybe he does want someone to suck on them toes, Daddy. Maybe he does.
he does.
You never know.
He might.
If we get a response, because he'll be up early. He looks like he's 102. He's probably already up.
Oh, he's having lunch right now.
Yeah.
It's lunchtime.
So we'll see if he responds, and if he does.
He's not lotioning up his feet, that's for sure.
No.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
This is an email from a listener who said, so I am a 22-year-old special needs school bus driver.
Mm-hmm.
And I was on a field trip. This was yesterday with the kids. They had no bathrooms where I was. I had to go real bad. So I had to drive to the nearest gas station. Not really a sketchy area, but the gas station definitely gave me some trashy vibes. So I find the bathroom. It's super disgusting. But then I see the toilet and there's a bidet on it.
Classy.
And I immediately thought of you guys. And then there was bar soap. to wash your hands.
Irish spring bar.
You don't see bar soap in a public bathroom.
Wait, you know what that is?
What?
That's a man who took a shower in there.
That's probably left the soap behind.
That's a homeless man shower.
Oh, God.
That's not the bar soap for communal use.
There was no other soap, though?
Maybe there was, but...
She said, I definitely hovered over the toilet seat and didn't touch a thing and got the hell out of there. I even took a picture of the bidet so you can see how gross the bathroom is.
Oh, God. I hate toilets. I hate dirty toilets so much,
That's, There's some splats, though.
It is cleaner. The bowl is actually not... The rim and the... I mean, it could be better, but...
James has seen bidets when he went to Asia and you know, traveled around in public bathrooms. I've never seen a bidet in a public bathroom anywhere, especially not a gas station bathroom.
Yeah. You have? Yes, but it was a fancy
right, not a gas station bathroom that looks like hell otherwise. No.
Okay, so here's a question. Did these guys install this because they couldn't get toilet paper?
Oh, I don't know.
Maybe it's cheaper for whoever owns the restaurant.
They just like it.
What's it? It's at a park or something?
Gas station.
Oh, it's a gas station.
I have a feeling it's the owner of the gas station.
He likes
pooping
it.
Yeah, that's what he likes.
I think it's going to be a cultural thing, would be my guess.
Oh, okay. It could be, yep.
It looks pretty affordable, the bidet that they used.
She said,
it does look like a discount bidet for sure. Oh, my goodness.
Yep. With its own, like, crank and dial so you can blast
probably hooked
your butt
up by the homeless man that left his soap behind.
Ooh. Yeah.
She said, I was hesitant, but I did wash my hands with the Irish Spring soap.
Oh, my God.
Man pubes on your
and as soon as I got on my bus, I doused my hands in hand sanitizer.
Just use the hand sanitizer. You skip it.
Yeah,
I would not touch
skip
soap.
It at that. Yeah, skip it.
Oh my
public
God.
Bar soap. Why would
no
you touch
way.
That?
Public bar
Skip
soap.
It and go to
Those
the
words place. Together send a chill down my spine.
Yeah, it had to look rough.
Public
too.
Bar soap.
Mm. Come and touch me, Dave.
Oh, God, stop it.
I just know it's touched a homeless man's armpits.
I smell fresh like the Irish Spring.
Your other. Armpits is the best thing it's touched.
I know. I'm hoping
a homeless
he didn't
man's
get fully
armpits
nude.
Are
I'm hoping
the
he
best
didn't get
thing.
Fully
it's
nude.
Homeless man balls, it's probably touched.
Well, with
homeless
the bidet,
man's beehole, it's probably touched.
Listen, with the bidet, it's the best place for me to take a bathroom shower.
He probably does it right over the bidet.
That's what I'm saying.
Now we know what this bladder
oh
is.
Yeah, God. Sprays it up.
That's from his homeless showers.
Oh,
God, and you washed your hands with it, bitch.
Lucky homeless person, though.
Oh, he's found the place.
Sure.
He's found the spot. He's really upset that this is getting out there now.
Yeah.
Someone said, actually, there's a gas station in Argentine, Michigan, about an hour from Detroit, that has a bidet public toilet. I was shocked. Made no sense.
I've never heard of Argentine, Michigan.
I never have either.
Where is that at?
It's a middle-of-nowhere farm town.
Okay.
It has one gas station, and they have a bidet.
Huh?
So this is just someone, I think, that... tried one out and it changed their life and then
they
were like
without it.
Well, because unless there's an employee bathroom on the inside, maybe some of these guys, they have to use the exact same bathroom that everyone else has to use.
Yeah.
And then you just, you know, you try and make your own life better.
Someone said they've been putting cameras in there in some places.
Oh no.
What?
Bidet cameras?
Is there a bidet cam?
Bidet.
Oh, that actually makes more sense than the bidet, doesn't it?
Oh, it sure
like
does.
Like a weird gas station bathroom with a bidet?
It sure does. Holy crap, that's an expensive toilet.
That looks...
Hidden camera bidet toilet.
What? Let me see it. These all look like fancy toilets.
Yeah.
That's it right there. Right there.
Yeah.
Oh, the camera.
That's it,
oh,
you guys.
Goodness.
Oh,
my God, that's the same one.
No, it's
camera.
Not. It doesn't have the double dial,
but
does it?
It's got,
it
has that probably one dial. With the single dial.
This one has hot and cold. The other one just had cold. That's the exact one. Hidden camera bidet. They saw your vagina.
Oh, no.
That's not what they really...
They saw your beehole.
Oh, my God.
I can't believe we didn't think of that first.
I didn't
What's
even know that was a thing,
us?
You guys.
Oh,
really
my God.
If
you go back and look
Dave's
and
sanitizing
see.
His hands.
Why are you sanitizing? Every time Dave talks about something that violates or does anything, he cleans himself. He does.
Can we click on that?
Look at the letter.
It's the same one, except it's a cheaper version. You don't get the hot option.
What are the words on the top?
Where's the camera?
Enjoy clean bidet.
Can we see that ad? Can you click on that and see where the actual camera is? So is it in that?
Oh my
little...
God! Enjoy clean bidet.
Oh,
it's the same one. It's the same one.
Oh no!
That girl's beehole is on camera.
It's the same thing.
Oh my God! I'm so sorry, special needs bus driver.
Oh no!
Oh no!
Oh no!
Oh no!
No!
Wait!
No!
Girl. We gotta call somebody now, right?
We do. Yes.
We gotta report it. There's no way that this is like a normal bidet
company. Can we see?
Company.
Make sure. Like, let's...
That thing said the same thing.
$8 to $15.
It says non-electric hidden camera bidet toilet, the same brand name, Enjoy Clean Bidet.
But where's, like, they don't show the camera. This ad sucks.
I know, you can't, well...
Like, I want to see how it works. Can we just look up Enjoy Clean Bidet, Google that or whatever, and, like, see what else comes up?
Oh,
I'm pretty sure that's the same exact
thing. Oh, it is.
It's this exact same brand name.
Well,
is there a regular one? There's nothing. Just that one ad, right? With that company?
Yeah. But I just don't know if someone has taken actual bidets and then installed
a
camera.
When you put hidden camera bidet toilet, Enjoy Clean Bidet comes up.
Well, what the hell is that?
I don't know. It was an Asian error.
Yeah.
Cheap price, non-electric.
Yeah, that's the one.
That is, it is the same.
Hidden camera bidet toilet. But legally, they probably can't show you.
Oh. This site looks so sketchy, too.
Oh, well, this is a huge
site. This is Alibaba. This is like the richest guy, one of the richest men in the world owns Alibaba.
Oh.
If you know, it's like the Amazon for overseas.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's sketchy to me.
Then you find hidden cam bidet triple X videos.
Oh my God.
That poor girl.
Like, oh my Lord. We need to get in touch with the special needs school bus driver. She didn't tell us where, just the county this was in. She didn't tell us exactly where it was.
I know. It's awkward for there to be a bidet in a public restroom. That this makes the most sense.
We couldn't figure it out, right?
Yeah. It's always the, like, what makes the most sense?
Hidden camera. In the toilet bidet. Provided with self-cleaning functions, single functions, horizontal spray. So it actually does work.
Well, yeah, it has to work.
It would have to work, otherwise the jig is up.
Why is it so cheap? That's why I don't... Has anyone ever ordered from this site?
Yeah, yes. James.
You have?
Yep. I've ordered.
How long does it take to get your items?
It'll take a couple weeks to a month to get your stuff. It goes through a lot of different customs things, but you can get a lot of stuff like super cheap.
Okay.
I got some like cell phone, like pop sockets for my phone.
Huh.
But like, look, that's much more professional looking.
Not really.
It still says the exact same thing. I don't think anything else would say Enjoy Clean Bidet. That's crazy, man.
But is this the same? Is this one a real one, or is this one?
No, this is the hidden cam one.
Oh, they just don't show the camera.
They just don't show the camera.
So if you see a bidet in a gas station bathroom, leave.
Yes.
Yeah.
Don't use it.
Camera.
Don't use it.
Pee your pants.
How many b-holes has this one recorded over time?
Oh, there's so many b-holes.
Because it's like the previous version of this one.
Mm, there's no hot.
There's no hot.
Mm-hmm. Probably the $8 version. Yeah. This is $8 to $15.
Just a question.
That's crazy.
Is there something? It doesn't look like anything is going to like jut out in this. I'm trying to understand how this thing is supposed to clean you and where the camera would be.
Me too. That's why I wish we could find
that right
this
there.
Somewhere.
Like you see here,
like a nozzle
there.
Yeah,
right
but
there.
That's like the legit
doesn't
spray nozzle.
The water, so the camera couldn't be in there, right?
Unless they're so small.
So like waterproof. It doesn't work, and then it's like a fake bidet.
Well,
it doesn't.
When he had scrolled down, there was like looked like stuff to hook up to a water.
Yeah, you hook it all up.
Yeah,
it's look like back to this girl's pictures here to see. God, I don't want to look in a.
I know.
We can't zoom in on that. Huh?
It's the same
toilet.
Kind of thing.
It's exactly the same one.
Save the picture, and we'll zoom in on this sucker.
Mm.
I'm really nervous for this girl.
Dave and Chuck, the freak investigation
here. It's another
Dave and Chuck the Freak investment.
I just can't believe it. We were thinking of all these different reasons why there would be a bidet in there, but
we didn't want to.
We should have automatically been like, well, that's...
I know. Why did we think of that?
I got to zoom in on the splatter job.
It's not as clean as we thought.
Oh, God. I hate dirty toilets. It's not as clean as we thought. There is poop.
Could that be?
Right there.
Oh, my God. What's that?
It's hard to tell if that's a splatter
that's
or a camera.
That's a poop splatter up there, but is that...
Oh, it's hard to tell, but...
Poop splatter.
Oh, God.
That sure looks like... there's some pubes.
Okay, let's not look at all that. So the camera...
I think the camera's,
the camera's right there. And then the water still comes out from that little spout.
Yeah. So you still believe it.
Oh, my God, that's the camera. I think it is for sure.
It's so small that you would never know. You'd never think of it.
And it's...
But it's plugged in. It's got full power all the time. And so where you get the card from, or if there's a card or it's live streaming, oh, God.
How many women use gas station bathrooms, though? It's probably this person's targeting men.
It's like anything, right? This kind of guy doesn't care if it's a guy or if it's a girl.
Yeah,
it's about
the voyeur.
Yes. It's about catching someone.
There wouldn't be any on Amazon, right?
I hope not.
They're usually pretty good about not having...
Well, they have a lot of hidden cam stuff on Amazon.
Do they?
Yep. We've looked that up before.
These look like...
bathroom.
Let's say that there's like an American hidden camera style, which is a lot more professional looking. You have to buy a full seat, it looks like.
Hmm. They'll sell you a million.
On
a hook, like a door hook, you can get a hidden cam in there. Look how tiny that hole is. That's the exact same size that hole in that bidet, though.
I know. The only thing is, would the hole look... Would it look black? Because that hole looked white. And I don't know if
they
just...
Sure, they can make it in white. Why can't they make it in
white? Yeah, I don't know. But there definitely is a hole.
If I saw a hook, it looks like an electronic hook. I'd be like, why do they have an electronic hook?
Yeah.
Doesn't it look like
a
piece of...
I hope that you would look at that and say that's an electronic hook.
You would never.
I would never look twice at a hook.
I don't think
it looks like one of those little. What are those called? You know, the command strip hooks.
Like a stick'em.
Electronic though.
It's crazy. HD.
Yep. 1080p buttholes.
The best way to view them.
Intent. Lisa, look at that. Like, look, when you see it like that, that doesn't look electronic.
Like, why? Well,
I wouldn't even notice that.
I don't know. It's a plastic hook. I'd be like, where's your fancy hook? Where's your, like, you know, chrome or brushed nickel hook? Yeah. Why do you have this weird plastic?
I never would. That's a lady's mind, because a guy's mind, I never think that.
Look at the guy that they say. I'm the guy doing it.
So, unfortunately, if you're just joining us, we got an email from a listener who stopped at a gas station and thought it was strange they had a bidet in a nasty gas station bathroom. Otherwise, it's gross and covered in poop splatter. And we thought that is weird. And then we've looked it up online and determined that exact brand is being sold on an Asian website for a hidden cam bidet toilet. And we think she may have been taped without her knowledge.
Can
we're going to email. We don't have no idea where this... what this gas station is, but we're going to email her back and let her know what we found.
She may want to report
it.
Can you click on the $8 bidet again and then see if we can happen to... it's hard to see, huh? Click for the larger... I'm just trying to see if there was that little white hole. But you can't see it.
Yeah, the way the picture is taken here, there's like a shadow there. Right? You can't...
Yeah, like
it's almost like it was intentionally.
It's probably actually being shot at such an angle that it's covering up where the hole is.
But it's the exact same brand as the bidet in there.
I hope the gas station person doesn't hear this and takes it down.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what kind of radio listening habits they might have.
Yeah, exactly.
Who knows?
We are probably number one with toilet pervs.
Yeah, most pervs.
Mm-hmm.
Number one with a bullet.
Yeah.
Is it local?
It is.
Yeah.
But,
I mean, it's the same.
It's the same.
Enjoy
brand.
Clean bidet. That's the
dead
smoking
giveaway.
Gun, right?
Yeah, that is the dead
that's
giveaway.
Only thing is, so say what's like another big toilet company? Say like a Kohler, right? if I was going to make hidden camera toilets, would I not try to buy like a bunch of name brand toilets?
All the hidden cam stuff we find, they never use. They never try to like, because they'd get in trouble for pretending to be that company, right? They don't. They want to go under the radar. They
it's
never
like
use
a
brand
cheap,
name.
You know, bidet.
Yeah.
You can get a cheap bidet and no.
Bad for
I don't
lady.
Like it.
I know. Yeah, I do too. Feel bad. I'm gonna. I'm not sure if she's up.
I mean,
yet.
It's 100% a hidden camera thing. Oh, it's so bad.
Let's see if she's listening right now.
And people have taken poops, obviously, into this thing.
Oh yeah,
Chuck.
Well, it's everywhere. I mean, it's all over this toilet.
Did. I unfortunately had to enlarge it, and you
front
did.
Row seat to the diarrhea apocalypse.
Like right there. That's not. That's not a splatter.
No, it's not. No,
you
it's
can totally tell it has different. Depth to it. It is a sunken hole.
Oh, man.
Oh, it is 1,000,000% taking pictures of b-holes nonstop.
Oh, my God.
So does that connect to your phone or whatever? How does...
Someone said there's hundreds of gas station owners rushing to their bathrooms to remove hidden toilet cams right now.
Good.
Oh, gosh. Oh, no.
It's to the point where you have to have those detectors, those hidden camera detectors.
John, how are you?
Good. How you doing?
Doing all right, man. You had a comment.
I did. Yes. I live in that little town of Argentine.
Okay. Let's just clarify this one. We're not talking about Argentine. That was a different texter who saw a bidet in there. This email is not from there.
Yes. This email is not from there.
This email is from a different part of Michigan. So I mean that apparently the one gas station in your little town does have a bidet. So you may want to look into it anyway. If it's, what's it called?
Enjoy Clean
Enjoy
Bidet.
Enjoy Clean, then maybe don't whip your dong out. But outside of that, no, this one is a different situation. All right, dude. Yeah, I don't want people rushing to that. Because there's one gas station shoots. In that town.
Yeah.
I don't want people.
It is odd, though, to have a bidet in a gas station bathroom, so... If you see it, look
Lisa,
into it.
It made no sense, right? When you busted it down, because we were like, oh, maybe the owner really loves to wipe their butt that way. Maybe they didn't have toilet paper. No.
Okay. You bust in to a, you got to pee so bad. You bust in here and you see that. Easy Clean Bidet after talking about it on our show. What do you do?
Kick it off.
You turn around and go in the sink.
Oh, yeah.
Close the lid.
You got to leave.
Yeah, close the lid.
I would leave.
Yeah.
It's just so unusual. It's like you can't be comfortable with it.
I'd hold it till the next bathroom. Gotta go.
It's a very strange scene. So we're going to follow up. Mm. What happens from here, who knows? But we're definitely going to let her know that this could be a camera and maybe she should look into it further. I mean, there is a chance it may not be.
How can it have the same name?
But it has the exact same brand name as we found on an Asian website selling.
The dial's like the same. Yeah, it looks like manufactured.
The dial's the same.
Hidden bidet cam on this website, and it looks like that's the exact same one.
It's good she emailed us.
Yeah, it is for sure.
We got to the bottom of it.
I know, but she did not expect it to go here.
No, none of us did.
But it's like, ooh, it's good bidet at a gas station.
We've, uncovered this because then it helps protect other people.
Man.
And bust possibly this person.
I feel like we were too late, Like, sometimes you feel like you're just too late.
Think of all the people we stopped.
Saved,
I hope
so, yeah.
Think
so
of all the people, the future
I know.
People we've stopped.
I feel sad for the people of the past. We weren't able to save.
I agree, but there's nothing you can do about the past.
I don't know what other group of people could figure this out so quick.
I don't think.
We're like the experts.
Yeah, I know. Because no one would think there's a camera in there.
Mm.
Huh, no.
Oh, but it's clear when you zoom in that there is a... There's a hole there with like a white, probably lens cover.
Well, she's going to have a bad morning waking up today.
She is. Oh, I didn't say anything in the email.
What did you say?
All I said is, are you listening right now? Question mark. So I'll follow up with her later. I put it aside here because I don't want to, if she's driving, doing her special needs bus driving, she's going to focus
on
that.
Her day's ruined.
I don't want her to know her b-hole is on the internet.
I hope the whole bus didn't go.
No, I don't think so. I think it was just her.
Okay.
Yeah, it sounds like she dropped them off at their field trip, and then she had to use the bathroom and then found a gas station. So if you see Easy Clean Bidet, don't take your pants off.
No,
what if the field trip was to Argentine, Michigan?
No, it wasn't. It's near where Charlie lives.
But at least now you know if there's a bidet like that placed on a toilet, it's a camera.
Yep.
Or there's a chance.
Yeah. You should think that first. Chance. You should think that first.
Yeah.
Right.
Because I believe it's still a working bidet. So you'd think, oh, no, this works. It's a working bidet. No, it is.
Well, it's working.
But it's got...
It's doing double duty.
Yeah.
It's spraying and taping.
Guess I could buy some chewing gum and put it over the camera.
Oh, my God. You got to
take my deuce.
Things you got to do these days.
I know.
Everyone wants to get your b-hole. Yep. Everyone wants to see your b-hole.
It's terrible.
God, so nuts. We're going to get to our first check of the news right now. How did a Metro Detroit woman just prove that everyone is just one song away from a meltdown these days? What did a Massachusetts man do when he found a guy in bed with his daughter? And are you missing over 700 pounds of marijuana? Well, the Florida Sheriff's Office would like to talk to you.
Oh, sure.
We'll tell you about that as we check the news.
Sir, news from the underground.
I'm Dave Hunter. It is time now for a check of the news. We told you, everyone is one thing away from just snapping these days.
Yeah.
It seems like a lot of people anyway. Yep. Whether it's on the roads, in the air, or in this case, in a store, you could be one song away from losing your mind.
Do you play the wrong song at the wrong time and it's Riot City?
A woman got so upset that a store in Troy, Michigan was playing a song she didn't like. She caused such a scene, the cops had to be called.
Oh, no.
The 45-year-old woman was at a Paradise Fruit Market when she heard this song.
Paradise Fruit Market?
Which song?
She told workers the song made her sad. And they need to stop playing it immediately. Jason the Jew was trying to figure out what the song was, but have you seen it online? And do you know?
I checked every major site, but it's nowhere.
No one knows the song. When the workers told her they couldn't stop the song, because it's probably just some satellite system, right?
Yeah.
She got angry and started yelling.
Why wouldn't they report the song? Let's talk to these people that work at Paradise.
We need to know.
They're not there, probably. A fruit market at this hour?
Oh, okay, yeah. You probably don't need early morning fruit.
Old people have already...
Seven? It could be open, yeah.
It could be, I guess.
It's got to be this one, right?
It has to be.
That's where is it located?
Place than I thought.
Oh, no, it opens at 9.
Oh, okay.
It opens at 9 a.m.
Must be a new place. I don't know that.
So workers told her they couldn't stop the song. She got angry. She started yelling. So employees called police to escort the woman out of the store. However, the woman left and called the police to tell them, I'm not there anymore. I've gone to Sterling Heights. An officer found the woman sitting in a vehicle. As he was speaking to her, she got agitated, accused him of lying, and drove away. The officer tried to use his vehicle to block the woman from leaving, but she drove around the patrol car and still left. She was eventually stopped, arrested, and later charged with hinder and obstruction of a police officer.
Oh, I thought that was the band.
No, she was not charged with listening to the band hinder.
Maybe that was
You should be sometimes, but she was not. After she was released from the Troy lockup, she walked into the police department and began screaming at the front desk attendant.
Uh-oh.
So she's a Karen,
right?
She's a Karen that snapped.
Never mind.
Police said the woman wouldn't calm down, so they had to arrest her again. And they charged her now with disorderly conduct as well. Again, we don't know the song.
It's unfortunate.
Go to the... Is that their Facebook? Jason, did you go to their Facebook and just see if people like posted anything? You know, people post random crap.
I didn't go to their Facebook, no.
Okay.
It's an ethnic grocery store.
I'm just wondering... Oh, there's only one comment, so... Yeah, a lot of times people will start talking about the news story in their last comment. So
I mean, look, the greatest, friendliest staff around. Always a pleasure to travel here. Enjoy the selection, quality, and value.
You should just write a comment. What was the song?
What was the song that drove that
What
lady
was the
crazy?
Song?
Made her sad.
Yeah, I wish we could reach out to them, but they don't open until 9.
Maybe later. Maybe at 9 we can call.
Yeah. Send them a message.
Not sending a fruit market a message from my account.
Hello, send them a message.
Just wondering.
Well, start it off like you're interested in their fruit. Like, so how fresh are your apples?
Ooh, James, someone just sent us the number of the owner.
What?
Can you call? See if you can get them on the phone? Yeah.
Right.
We're so, we are so many investigations happening today. We're like coming up with so many things. It's like we've only been here an hour.
We got people taping bee holes. We got people freaking out in fruit markets.
Getting to the bottom.
We got to put up a post-it note to call this place
at
9.
We're about to launch a police investigation for a special ed bus driver.
Yeah.
All sorts of stuff going on. What? What's a song that would really make you sad?
Well, the only thing I instantly thought, oh, no one is playing Christmas music yet.
No, it's something about a breakup with this woman or a death.
Hello?
Yeah.
Like that Adele song? What's that?
Oh.
Is it maybe? Because I'm thinking of songs that would also be played in like grocery stores. Sad grocery store songs.
I thought you were going to say like the, hello, is it me you're looking for?
No, oh, no. Richie.
That's
that's a different one. That's not so sad.
It's sad, but it makes me happy.
I wonder where you are. I wonder what you do.
Are you somewhere feeling lonely
or is someone loving you? Sad grocery songs. Store songs.
Let's see if anything comes up here.
James is calling the owner of a Paradise Fruit Market.
Well, who are you? Who are you? That's what's How did you get my personal phone number? Who are you? Who in the hell is this? I will kill you. I will kill you. Are you that lady? Are you that terrible woman? I will kill you. How did you get my personal phone number?
One of your so-called friends gave us your personal number.
He is speaking okay. To the owner of the fruit market.
I think he's leaving a message. That's his name.
That's too bad. He's not answering.
He sounded like he was.
I mean, would you answer the phone on a number? Who is this? Know? At 7 o'clock after 7 in the morning.
That's a message. Just a message there, James, right? No one there?
Yeah, no message. No answer. I left the message, a very polite message, so, and just try to be as professional as I possibly could.
Very good. Yes.
Which is very hard when you're like, hi, I'm calling from the radio show, Dave and Chuck the Freak.
I know.
You gotta just say Dave and Chuck or something.
Kill you!
The freak freaks people out.
As
like,
the
what?
Phone's ringing, I hear Chuck doing his impersonation.
Like, oh God, I gotta turn
all the knobs down.
Yeah.
Oh God, someone said a song that would make me cry at a grocery store would be the Arms of an Angel song, the Sarah McLachlan one.
Oh, that song could definitely be played.
Tears in Heaven, Eric Clapton.
Oh, that could be played too. I don't ever need to hear Tears in Heaven again.
No, me neither.
I really don't.
If they never played it again, it'd be great.
Dad song. What is that one?
Cats in the Cradle.
Oh, that one too.
But also the...
Wasn't there that morning when my father passed away.
Yeah, but this is like guy songs. You're talking about...
Yeah, but
like,
it's sad still. It's
but still,
popular
it's,
sad
it's affected this woman. So let's think about her, what she would be thinking of.
So it's probably a breakup song, right?
It's or death. That could be death, but
death or breakup.
I mean,
I have an idea.
Yeah. Okay, what?
My mom used to listen to a lot of country, and there was a song like "Butterfly Kisses" or something. You know what that is?
Oh yeah.
By Bob Carlyle.
Oh geez,
that's a sad one.
That is a sad one.
Super sad.
Yeah,
is that like a Christmas song?
I don't know, but I'd be pissed off too.
That's the first song that came to my head was Christmas Shoes.
Yeah,
but it's not. No one's doing that yet. They're soon enough. Mm-mm. People will
it's
be
butterfly
sad.
Kisses.
Oh no!
Oh my God! It's country, Jason.
Oh my God!
Oh Lord!
Who's that?
I just got a boner.
I even recognize the voice. I'm like, some guy is just singing. It just came on the line here and is singing country.
Butterfly Kisses.
Like this Adele song is super sad, right?
Oh, it's
when
like
did she start. I'm just.
Hello.
Oh, jeez.
It's me.
What's the song about?
I was wondering.
A breakup.
After all these years, you'd like to meet.
It could be this. I mean, they might play this at the Paradise Fruit Market.
Take me down to the Paradise Fruit Market.
What is that? Guns N' Roses. Guns N' Roses.
Can you hear me?
The guy's getting good advertisement around
the good for him. Yeah, they need it after that lady.
Yeah. Some crazy lady came into the store and caused some trouble over a friggin' song they didn't even pick playing on their system.
Yeah, yeah, they just have like Muzak or whatever that is.
Right. They don't choose it. Yeah. It just gets pumped in there. They
I feel like every one of those songs could make anybody snap at any time.
I think so too. Why did they do that?
There's probably a weird psychological science
behind it. It's proven that it makes you, like, emotions make you buy more, want to eat more or something, probably.
Or you snap like that.
Or you snap.
Well, you're dealing with emotions. Right.
And now emotions are the worst they've ever been, so it's risky to play that.
Better all be upbeat. Better all be upbeat.
Yeah, keep us upbeat.
Yeah. So, again, if we hear back from Fruit Market owner, we'll update that story as well as our investigations continue here.
Okay, this we'll get to the bottom of that.
On Dave and
so
Chuck
many
the Freak.
Things.
Mm-hmm. Here's another investigation, and man, as much as I can relate to this father wanting to do this, you still can't do it. A dad found his daughter in bed with a much older man.
Hi. How are you?
Oh, no. Is he dead?
Stabbed him.
Yeah. Oh.
19-year-old daughter, 39-year-old guy.
Oh, yeah.
19-year-old daughter he found in bed with a 39-year-old guy.
Hello?
Don't worry.
Can you see me?
I'm California dreaming that we used to be when we were young.
Hey. You can use my cell phone. I want you to call people that you love and say goodbye.
All right, let's get to the story here. What happened? What kind of charges will this dad face? Here's the story out of Dudley, Massachusetts from WHDH-TV. Let's take a listen in.
Disbelief that somebody can do something like that to another human being.
Hope Zielinski is still processing the violent attack that happened inside an apartment she rents out here at her home in Dudley.
It's crazy, I know. It's disbelief, but yeah, it's crazy. It's very unnerving to think someone can come into your house in the middle of the night.
This is Dudley Shelters Road, going to be for a male party that was stabbed in the neck.
In his mugshot, that's 40-year-old Jeffrey Sprague.
That's
who was arrested Thursday morning, 36 hours after police say he stabbed a 39-year-old man who was sound asleep. The victim, according to the police report, was stabbed in the face, neck, chest, and arm.
Damn, mostly upper body injuries. Nothing certainly was fatal, fortunately. Our EMTs and the officers did some great treatment initially at the scene. Brought him to UMass.
Investigators say the attack wasn't random, explaining Sprague's 19-year-old daughter was asleep in bed with her boyfriend when Sprague broke into their apartment attacking the victim, saying, "This is my daughter," while he was stabbing him. Sprague then bolted from the bloody crime scene.
Seen riding on a bicycle, yeah. We're not sure if he was staying in the woods, if he was where he was living at this point, where he was actually staying since the incident. But we believe he was probably hanging out somewhere in that area.
Zielinski says it was her dog that actually woke her up when police pulled into her driveway. Still rattled by all this, she's also thankful the victim is expected to be okay.
I don't know the extent of the injuries or anything. It is what it is, and he's coming home.
All right, as for Sprague, he at the moment is being held without bail. He's due back in court next week for a dangerousness hearing. In the meantime, police tell us everything that happened remains under investigation.
You
get a crazy enough the dad, right? As a dad, I understand.
Yeah, I understand
if
it.
You know I don't have a daughter, but if I had one and she was in bed with a guy 20 years older than her, and she's only 19, she's still a teenager.
Yeah.
I'd lose my crap.
A lot of guys would. A lot of
so I it's not right, but I understand losing your crap in that situation.
Yeah, just he didn't have a good enough plan.
The father didn't seem altogether.
No, for sure.
He left far too many things behind.
Yeah.
I mean, he left on a bike.
And hid in the woods.
I think they said he was possibly living in the woods.
No, just for a couple of days.
Just if I had to live in the woods for a couple of days, it's not great.
No, it's not great. So you see why maybe the 19-year-old ended up with the
guy. That's the thing. I mean, it's like, you know, you got to try and do a good job. And then, but I'll tell you, it'd be way different if it was my own house. Like, he went to their apartment, broke in, and stabbed this guy.
Yeah.
It wasn't like he went upstairs in his own room and or in his own home and is like, oh my God, there's a 40-year-old here in the bed with my daughter. I mean, that's when you tape.
But he knew where
up.
She was with him, and that's still like, he's like, I can't believe this. And
yeah, and he went out and did it. I mean, there's some, maybe there'd be some protections if it was like.
Someone did make a good point. The guy was a year younger than the dad. The dad's 40. The guy's 39.
Yeah.
That's why he was so
upset. Oh, my God.
No, that's why he carved him like a Thanksgiving turkey.
Yeah, you're right.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play. Warning. Dave and Chuck the Freak are going dark-sided.
Everything's ungodly! Dark-sided!
I want to make something clear off the top. This is a dark-sided story. Okay?
I'm worried about this one.
But it's the mugshot that got my attention.
Okay.
So that's why we're talking about it, okay? Just to be clear.
Mugshot.
Not making light of the crime.
Yeah. It's terrible.
Just of the mugshot.
Terrible.
You know the shocked look face emoji you can send someone.
Yes.
One of the best.
Mm-hmm. It's a good one.
One of the best.
We now have it in human form.
Oh, good.
Okay, good and bad.
Well, good and bad. Because he's an alleged killer.
Oh,
yeah.
Bad.
Alleged.
But the first thing I thought of when I saw this guy's mugshot is, it's the real-life shocked face emoji.
Mm-mm.
Let's see if you agree with me here. So down to the story, if I can. Why can't I narrow down? Okay, it's going to take a little long. There you go.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Yes.
Right? Yep. I mean, put a goatee on that shocked face emoji.
Mm-hmm. It's perfect. It's
that guy.
So this guy is an alleged killer?
Yes.
Can I tell you? That's the look of an alleged killer.
It is. Well, he was actually pulled over in Texas, and then they found out by talking to him.
Oh, I've heard about this guy.
He committed a crime in Livingston County, Michigan.
Yes.
Woman found dead. He was arrested in Texas. Here's the story of how it played out from Fox 2 News. Take a listen.
And he's bad vibes.
A neighbor speaking with us about Brandon Eric Wilson, a man the Livingston County prosecutor has now issued a felony complaint against. The complaint, one count of homicide, open murder. You know, what goes through your mind?
I mean, he seems like the type. He just didn't seem right.
The prosecutor's office says Wilson was picked up Monday in Texas, where he's awaiting extradition. The Wheeler County Sheriff's Office gave us this mugshot. We're told authorities pulled Wilson over, and during the traffic stop, he apparently said enough to send sheriff deputies here in Michigan to Genoa Township. The Livingston County Sheriff's welfare check turned up Janie Cairns dead inside what records show was her home. People in the area can't believe it.
Shocking. Very shocking. Not something we deal with on a regular basis at all. Even in the whole county, that's not a common occurrence.
The Livingston County Sheriff not adding anything to what the prosecutor has released. No other detail about the crime itself, even how or if Wilson knew the victim. But Janie's friends tell Fox 2 Wilson had done some work for her before her death. Court documents show Wilson lived around the corner from Janie. Documents also reveal Wilson has been labeled a habitual offender and has at least two felonies. Convicted of resisting an officer in 2014 and intimidation in 2010, both cases out of Florida. The heinous crime Wilson has been accused of committing now, completely uncharacteristic of this Genoa Township community.
It's very quiet. People walk to the grocery store and back, but otherwise, you know, it's a lot like this.
But the Livingston County Sheriff is likely counting on that fact to uncover more evidence, asking anyone to tell them what they know about what happened to Janie, while friends remember her as a kind, loving woman who worked hard and was looking forward to what life had in store.
See, I heard that this guy got pulled over in Texas, and just in that whole thing, he was like, hey, you should probably look into this woman in Michigan. You should probably go check on her.
Yeah, they say he made some kind of comments that sent investigators to her condo where they found her dead.
Right. I think he basically said, go check on her.
So he somehow wanted to confess.
Yeah. Well, or he's just an absolute nut.
Well, judging from the mugshot,
he looks nuts.
He's not the guy you hire to help do work around
your house. That guy shows up at the door and be like, oh, you know what? I really got it taken care of.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Thanks, though. Sorry, man. I mean, I want him still to be okay with me, but I can't hire him.
No.
If you want to see this real-life shocked emoji man, go check out the mugshot at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. Another crazy story to tell you about, not quite as dark-sided, but there's no way this dude should be alive.
Okay.
There is no way. A woman in New York was walking past a high-rise. It was actually in Jersey City. Something or someone fell out of the sky.
What?
Landed directly onto a parked BMW in front of her. The dude, they're not saying, either jumped or fell.
Yeah.
From a 9th-story window.
Suicide squad.
Landed on the car sunroof, totaled the car. He survived. He survived a 9-story fall.
Mm.
It's like something from a movie. We have the aftermath of him, like the pic of him.
That's him.
That's him. He's like inside the car now because he went right inside when he landed.
He obliterated, like from a movie,
top
of this car.
Like you've seen in a movie when someone lands on a car and it's destroyed.
Yeah.
This is something that happened in real life.
It's like Optimus Prime stepped on this car.
So it's crazy video here of him just after he has fallen.
Yeah. Yeah, we're good.
Okay.
Okay, someone's coming. Stop.
He's moving way more than I thought he would be.
Is he okay? I mean, somewhat.
Sorry.
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
Oh, my God.
Sorry. He's not full.
My God.
He's not
fully
okay. He's not okay at all.
He's not fully okay.
Oh, my God. That arm was facing the other direction.
He seemed okay until he turned over, rolled over, and then... He wasn't okay.
What's the matter? Do I look hurt? my arm okay?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You mean the dust that your arm is now?
It's dust. You know what? This morning, I was so busy writing the story, listening to it, I didn't watch it.
You didn't watch it?
Oh, how did you not watch it?
The graphic video warning in the beginning?
I was just listening to see if they swore, because I always like to watch it with you guys.
His arm is... was twisted around
my
back.
Way out of the
I
can't watch that.
Hey, stay down, dude.
Yeah, it's coming. Oh, yeah.
His legs are fine, but his arm is
so much pain.
You fell. Relax.
Stop moving.
He doesn't even know what happened to himself.
Oh, God.
Stop moving. Stop moving.
Why did I say it was okay? He seemed kind of okay.
He's not.
That arm.
Listen, he's way
it's
more
like
okay.
He
should be dead.
Listen, like an elastic band's hanging off him.
He's way more okay than anyone else has ever been falling nine stories.
One shattered full on. One, right? He's shattered. Looks just, like every bone in the...
Yeah. It's either going to be an all-steel arm or he's going to have no arm.
Yeah, they might have to remove
that. I don't know how that one
makes it.
How
did he fall out of a building?
They say they don't know if he fell or he jumped. They haven't got to the bottom of it.
Well, he's so concussed at that point.
He doesn't even know what happened.
He doesn't even know what's going on.
I've done further research, and it sounds like a failed suicide attempt.
Oh,
okay.
He was saying he wants to die. Don't help me. Leave me alone. And he doesn't work in the building. He doesn't live in the building. They don't even know how he got into the building. So they're assuming he jumped from the 9 stories. And he didn't take my advice. You got to land right on the back of your neck.
Don't land on my car, though.
Sorry about your car.
Something that I love the guy that's like, you fell, relax.
Yeah.
Well, because,
but he's moving around so much that, you know, It's the worst thing you can do is move around.
It's
after
like if
you've
I was on
that.
The scene, but like it's not so bad.
Oh, yeah, until you
it's not,
what about this?
Bad. No, that's okay. It'll be all right.
Oh, yeah, thank God fine. It wasn't me. I'd be like,
yeah,
I would not calm you down.
No, I can't even look at that arm.
His arm was jello.
It was bad. That was a bad. They look like when they have like a fake arm in a movie or something.
Yeah, that's
it.
You know when someone breaks their arm, you can always generally you can tell where it's broken. Mm-hmm. And like it's like, oh, there's where the bones.
His was like.
His, you couldn't tell there was bones. Mm-hmm.
No, it's.
You couldn't tell there was a bone
it's
in
like
there.
It's like just an arm made of elastic bands.
Yeah.
You can go see the video if you're brave enough.
Oh,
I wasn't
man.
Prepared.
No. Nope.
Honestly, I was doing this morning, listening just to make sure no one swore.
Oh.
And I didn't even look at it. And that shocked me. So go check it out at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com.
He looks perfectly fine for about 4 seconds
yeah.
in
yeah.
that video. And then he turns over.
Then you see that arm and where it shouldn't be.
That's the thing about suicide attempts. I mean, if you fail and then you don't have an arm, you know, like it
yeah.
just goes bad.
Yeah. It's not.
Yeah, you got to make sure you get it right.
Like,
you
gotta,
oh my God, you do.
James is on to something.
You would think if you fell 9 stories from, you know,
think,
you'd think
yeah.
you'd be done.
On a car.
Yeah. I don't know if that seems high enough.
I think it's plenty high enough.
Yeah.
I think people.
Like, if he had landed on the ground, he'd be done, right?
Like, yeah. a guy at the Texas Rangers game fell off of he leaned over one of the fences. And fell Ooh. Down, and it was like 20 feet, and he died.
Well, it's going to depend on how you land.
Because he died James advice style.
Yeah, like, so if you're, depending on where you land, like, if you watch, like, professional wrestlers, when they land, they fall from these huge heights, they have the whole weight of them, like, their whole body is spread out to where the smack is, like, it's distributed across your body. He landed on top of that car, he probably landed laying flat, or maybe kind of on his side, and then the car helped, you know, cushion some of the fall. And he probably landed like he would land, like a stunt guy would land. And that's why he's still around.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So crazy.
That arm isn't around, though.
Well, I mean, it's turned around.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
You know, doctors can fix that.
Yeah.
Ugh. Yeah, I mean, that's going to be hardcore reconstructive.
If they put his arm back together,
okay,
that's incredible.
I'm asking you to be honest with me here.
Mm-hmm.
You're there. That guy flipped around like that. Would you have passed out? Would you be able to maintain composure?
No, I would have just done whatever.
I'm not good. I'm not good.
I wouldn't even be on the scene. I'd be like, okay, you guys got this? Because I got to go.
Yeah.
I don't
so
be
looking
on the,
at that. This is too dramatic
for me. I'd be on the scene just to gawk.
You'd be a gawker?
Yeah. Just gawk. But
maybe from a distance.
I don't know what you can do to help him.
Yeah, I couldn't help him.
Just call
him.
Yeah,
like,
you just call
basically what those other people were doing, you're trying to tell him to stop moving.
Right.
You know,
so,
like, yeah. I'm not going to hold him down because I don't know what other parts of him are mush.
I don't know if I'd be good to. They'd probably have to get me out of the scene because I'd be like, it's bad, dude! It's bad! You should have landed on your neck!
What
bro.
Happened?
You should have landed happened? On your neck, man!
What
it's
happened?
Your arm is shattered, dude! It's bad!
No.
Stop moving! How are you even moving?
Dude!
Don't tell him it's bad!
Yeah, listen, you're going to lose your arm, I think. You're going to live the rest of your life happened?
With no arm there. Yep.
There's Lisa, like, just calm down. Everything's cool. It's not as bad as you think.
This man
life
shouldn't
is
be
fine.
Calm at all. His arm is like, it looks like it's made of rubber. Anybody else see that?
Listen, sometimes life gives you lemons. We can get over this.
Yeah, because I would react to that. I couldn't be the calm person in an emergency. I'd be like, oh, God!
No, I know I'm not. I've been in emergencies.
Not.
I'm not a calm person, but I've never seen anything that bad, thank God.
When I'm hurt or something, like, I'm calm about my own emergencies.
Yeah, me too.
Not somebody else's.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Again, if you're up for seeing something like this, you can check out the video at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. It's up there. Up next, what this guy told the cops didn't make his actions any less illegal, but it made it a bit funnier. A 38-year-old guy in Pittsburgh named Kinsey Basco is facing charges for jerking off in public.
Okay.
A police officer caught him pleasuring himself inside his car while sitting in a gas station parking lot. His pants were down around his ankles.
Wow.
And he was watching porn on his phone. Here's the dude.
Well, well, well.
When the cop asked what he was doing, he said,
Taking care of business.
Oh, yeah.
Taking care of business.
I don't know.
I know the rest of them.
And working overtime. And work out.
The next part, though, is the part that makes it a little creepier.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Turns out this guy is a gymnastics instructor. Mm-hmm. He was on his way home from work stopped at the gas station. Now, listen, he was watching porn. It wasn't underage porn.
Okay.
Okay, so there's a disconnect here, I hope.
Yeah.
The place where he works says he's highly respected. They've never had an issue. Here's the story, though, of how this all played out from WPXI-TV in Pittsburgh. Let's take a listen. Hold on. Hold on. This isn't on. Why does this happen to me so often? I don't know. I need a video
on his
person.
Way home after coaching kids at a gymnastics center in Hampton Township. Tonight, Kinsey Basco, a local gymnastics coach, faces two misdemeanors, indecent exposure and open lewdness. Ross Township police say they found Basco in his car performing a sex act around 8 p.m. at the Gecko gas station on McKnight Road. It happened in July, so it was daylight at the time of day. According to the criminal complaint, Basco was watching pornography on his phone and told the officer he was, quote, taking care of business, but then apologized, saying he, quote, got carried away. Today, people in the area were shocked.
I think that's really disgusting, and he should not be doing that. That's really gross. And the fact that people are walking by, anybody could have seen that.
I can't believe he would even come outside and do that. It's just, disgusting. It's inappropriate.
Police say at the time Basco was heading home from work as a gymnastics instructor at Jewart's Gymnastics. The owner, Elaine Jewart, tells me Basco has worked there for 10 years. He is well-liked, well-respected, and an excellent employee. However, she says he is not currently coaching because he took personal leave, and they're waiting to see what happens in court. She also said this has nothing to do with the center or its kids. We also learned Basco was a former head girls gymnastics coach at Hampton Township School District, but the district says he has not been employed by the school since 2019. Now, Basco's attorney told me his client is addressing some personal issues and hopes the case gets resolved. Now, his preliminary hearing was scheduled for this morning, but his attorney told me it's been postponed to January.
Now, that said, that he wasn't at the gymnastics center or, was not looking at underage porn,
still.
Would you trust a guy?
Well,
he has horrible judgment, right?
The problem is where
so
he did it.
Yeah.
Everybody jerks it.
Right.
But it's and even people that have jobs that deal with, they deal with kids.
Teachers
they still,
and stuff.
But they don't do it in a gas station parking lot.
Right.
So you daylight.
Can't trust his judgment anymore. Therefore, he can't probably teach your kids gymnastics, unfortunately. Right.
Right.
Even though they appear to be two completely separate things.
Right.
As of now.
I don't think the girls have anything to worry about.
I was wondering what kind of porn he was
watching. The girls don't have anything to worry about.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking.
Possibly.
Too.
Oh, okay. Anyway. You never know, but.
But it's about, look, you have your pants all the way down to your ankles in a gas station parking lot in broad daylight.
Mm-hmm.
You're disqualified from certain things.
It's unfortunate for that gymnastic center to be tied
in. Yeah, it is.
With that name, with the story.
Is this his page here?
Probably.
That's his page.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, those shorts.
Yeah, that's what I...
Yeah, those shorts...
That for sure.
Are generally not worn by straight men.
Unless you're very confident.
True. I mean, that's...
No chance.
He's wearing a shirt and a woman said, I'm wearing the same shirt today. So that's... he likes to do gymnastics. He likes musicals.
Yeah. Look at that photo of him with all those babes.
I think it was just old gymnastics people.
Yeah, this is... What's this thruple? he was in
cheerleading
gymnastics himself.
Yeah,
he was on cheer squads. Slippery Rock was the name of their cheerleading group.
Huh.
Change the R to a C and you got what he is likely into.
Sure,
you never know.
You never know.
You never know.
But yeah.
But you kind of
know.
You never know, but you kind of know.
Yeah, for sure. So we'll see how his trial plays out. But generally, probably you'd think, can't do it. Can't be a gymnastics teacher anymore after you make a bad call. Here's another guy that made a bad call. This guy is definitely into ladies, according to the audio that I can't play for you, unfortunately, because it sounds like a full-on porn.
Oh, okay.
A Los Angeles County Sheriff's deputy was on duty doing some overtime at Universal Studios in Hollywood. He found a hot chick there.
Okay.
Snuck away into the Bates Motel section. It's actually like, it's a set, but it's actually set up like a real little motel.
All right.
And got busy in one of the rooms with the lady who was visiting Universal Studios Hollywood.
Wow.
Unfortunately, left his microphone on.
Stop.
And a dispatcher heard everything. Oh, he's now been fired. The deputy, who has not been publicly identified, was fired for violating departmental policy during this X-rated encounter with a woman in the Bates Motel section of Universal Studios Hollywood. You hear the woman, well, I'll just say he's plowing her.
Okay. Oh, yeah. She's enjoying herself. She sounds like she's being murdered at the Bates Hotel.
She absolutely does. She is into it.
Okay. All right.
And he's giving it to her hard.
Uh-huh.
If I can just kind of decipher the audio I heard. You hear her say, oh, a lot. Oh, my goodness, a lot.
Okay.
This deputy, though, was removed from duty after this came out. You can hear someone on the other line saying, like, you have an open mic. You have an open mic. He can't hear. He's too busy clowning.
Oh, boy. Can you imagine?
A lot of heavy breathing, a lot of moaning.
The finale.
They now have said that they've concluded the investigation. The administrative process is still unfolding, but they've decided this officer had to be let go.
How long did he go for?
Well, the audio, I don't know. I think they cut it off.
Right, so it's hard to tell.
It's hard
to
tell.
Could you imagine it's like minutes and minutes
long? By the way, that's
where
he did it. That's the Bates Motel set at Universal Studios Hollywood.
Very erotic.
Yeah.
Oh. I think I've been there. You can actually go into all the different rooms.
This is hot. There's one in Florida. There was. They got rid of the one in Florida.
Oh, okay.
But there's one in Hollywood, too, set up at Universal Studios. That's not them. That's pictures of stars that went to. But, yeah, I can't. What I'll do is I'll tweet it out. So you really want to hear real sex sounds? You can
Is there a closed captioning version of it? If we were to keep it down, like, and then you could say, like, oh, my God.
Some smacks. Probably hearing a lot of smacking.
Yeah, you heard.
Yeah.
Only heard pounding. I don't know why I'm printing it. I'm not.
Don't print it.
If you want to hear the audio, twitter.com/Dave and Chuck. You can hear it there for yourself. But I don't think their videos offer that option. Oh, it does. Let's see.
English.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
exclamation. Smooth. You're like,
Yeah, yeah. Smooth. Careful. Just say it normal.
Okay.
Okay, 95 Ocean, you have an open mic. 95 Ocean, open mic.
That is how a name does this.
Sounds like a song.
95 Ocean, you've got an open mic. Take care of my
Stop. Yep. Take care of my
That's it.
Yeah.
There you go. Sums it up.
Got a taste of it. Yeah.
What is that? That's like a pirate song or something? I don't know. What is that?
I think it's from the Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, the monkeys at the Wizard of Oz, or I don't know.
It's either that or the dwarfs. You're thinking of the dwarfs going to work?
No. Not at all.
The dwarfs going to work are hi-ho, hi-ho.
Hi-ho, hi-ho.
I got something else in my head. It's not anything about that.
OBO.
No dwarves?
No. No.
You sure?
It's like a rock song or something I got in my head.
What's the time?
It's Bon Jovi.
That's another. I'm thinking of more like a Prince and or
yeah,
like
Prince
a,
or that. I can't think of the guy's name. But the song that's always Prince. Used in the James Bond movies.
I think I'd like to know ya,
Jungle Love. It's a Jungle Love.
Yeah. Hey.
Oh wee, oh wee, girl, I got to show ya, show ya.
That's Steve Miller Band. That's the wrong one.
Morris Day and the Time.
Yes. That's what we're looking for, right?
Yes.
Let's see if this is the one we got in our head.
Yeah, this is totally
this is
it.
This is what was in my head. No.
Is it really?
And the dance. This is it.
No, yeah.
This guy was a showman.
Oh, my God. Show ya.
Here we go.
Oh,
wee, oh, wee, oh.
Girl, I'd like to know ya.
No
dwarves. No. That's it.
Yep. Show ya.
I hope a girl wasn't singing that song when he was plowing her.
If you start plowing a girl and she starts singing Jungle Love to you, you're doing something right. Man. You're doing something right.
You're like, ah! I'm so serious! I think I wanna know ya, know ya! You're Jungle Love! Woo!
Ah! Oh, wee, oh, wee, oh!
Ladies, sing it to your men tonight.
Girl, I'd like to know ya, know ya!
Yeah, I mean it's weird.
It's weird.
It's weird.
Definitely
it is weird. But that, yeah, I totally get you.
Yeah.
Whoever said Wizard of Oz is also correct because there is a scene. Where
yeah,
like,
yeah, oh, yeah,
that's we.
Yeah. That's different.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but this is Lisa's head more stay in the time. It goes. She was like, "Damn no, little dwarfs. It's something else cooler."
Yeah.
And it was more stay in the time.
Yeah,
he is cool.
He was a showman.
Oh yeah.
He was in Purple Rain, right? Is that what that's from?
I think so. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He looks like he's like related to Prince or something.
Yeah, like Prince's cousin.
Yeah, it's something. There's something there.
Prince's cousin.
He was in that movie with Prince.
The Purple Rain?
I think so. I think like Prince was like always looking up to his character in Purple Rain. Isn't that the deal?
I don't remember.
He was in Graffiti Bridge. He was in Purple Rain. Yeah, he's basically been mainly in Prince movies. Yeah. He was also with an Andrew Dice Clay movie and a Richard Pryor movie. Yep. So he's also in a movie called Hotel Dicks, which I'm not sure.
I don't know about that one.
I'm not sure.
I don't know about that one. I'm
that's
not
all
sure.
About. But anyways, yeah. Sorry to get that in your head. If you're OEOing the rest of the day, you can blame it on Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. It's bad times. All right. Here's something you may have heard about. A little controversy involving Urban Meyer.
Oh, yeah.
People still talking about that viral video of Jacksonville Jaguars coach Urban Meyer at a club with a woman who was not his wife.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you the latest on that in a second. We want to know, though, what's the worst thing you've ever been caught doing by your partner? Or I guess even just the worst thing you've ever been caught doing, which could hopefully not be dark-sided.
Yeah.
The worst thing... The non-dark-sided worst thing you've ever been caught doing.
You've changed this three times already.
I know I have, but...
Trying to get it right.
I just want to make sure I'm like, well, I was killing a lady. You know, I don't want anything like that, right? Yes. Don't want anything like
nothing
that.
Nothing dark-sided, yeah.
Yes. Let's keep it light today. Worst thing you've ever been caught doing. If you want to share, you can. 1-855-954-6969. Toll free. 1-855-954-6969. Text us. 469-69. And if you must, email at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. The latest on this story, in case you haven't seen the video, there's no doubt what's going on here.
When was this from?
Right? This was from
the other day. This is a huge thing, right? This is a huge thing right now. He's like,
I don't like this man, but
the whole team is like furious with him.
So this girl's grinding on his crotch at a bar.
Yeah.
That happened... Saturday. This video went viral Saturday, 2 days after the Jacksonville Jaguars dropped to 0-4 on the season. Meyer at his restaurant, Urban Meyer's Pint House in Dublin, Ohio, wearing a pink Ohio State pullover in the photos. Shows a woman dancing by his legs, trying to grind on him. Kind of has his arm blocking and serving as a barrier. His wife... Shelly has long been active on social media supporting him and his teams, but she's done with it. She announced late yesterday She's getting off Twitter due to the hate, slander, and trash.
Oh, so she's not upset with him.
Doesn't sound like it. She's upset with everyone else who's been attacking him on Twitter. She thanked her friends and followers for their support. She said, "We all make mistakes. We are all sinners. If you think you aren't, then cast the first stone."
Oh, Shelley. One day you'll look back at this differently. Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. But I know his team is like, there's a lot of rumblings like he's lost the team already.
Right.
Because of all this, that the locker room is like, F you, dude.
Yeah.
So that was the first, I guess there was another angle that showed him getting a little more handsy with her.
I know that there was a lot of photos that came out, too, that you could, like, for sure tell, like, oh, it's him, and that's the girl, and and he's in the shirt, and same shorts.
Yeah, I just saw the one video where she's dancing.
Yeah, that's the only one I saw, so I don't know if there's, like,
this says that there is another video that does show him getting more handsy with her.
Mm.
And she didn't publicly comment on that, his wife. They've been married for 37 years. Mm. He actually answered a question about his marriage while addressing the media and apologizing on Wednesday, but his wife seems to be still behind him.
It's the same old story.
Never been an Urban Meyer fan.
No,
right.
I mean, I'm extremely biased.
Yeah.
Right.
Against. Right. So it's hard for me to say, but let me just say.
I don't think his wife's the only thing he's cheated with.
Yeah,
she's ended her little comment with, "Thank you, friends, followers, fans, supporters, for all your love, fun, laughs over years. God bless and God bless America."
Really put the God bless in.
Peace out. Let's see if this is the other.
There's nothing more American than letting a blonde grind on your crotch while you're married. God bless America.
Oh, this is the other angle, I guess, of it here.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he's definitely had his hand between her legs.
He's letting his fingers do the walking.
Yep. Little digital love. Oh, wee, oh, wee.
It's a James move, I call it.
Girl, I want to show you.
But you say you like that move.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man.
That's no good.
Dude.
Wife's fine with it, though.
Yeah,
so.
She's fine. Who knows? And who knows?
I mean, Russ, you know, we have the right to not be fine with it because it's kind of gross.
Yeah.
So we want to know, though, on the Dave and Chuck lines, worst thing you've ever been caught doing. This guy said, "My grandfather caught me jacking off in pantyhose."
Oh, God.
A horrible moment in my life.
What you got going on? Oh, my God. Cramps!
You better leave. I will. I'm going to.
Jack off in pantyhouse?
No, he said you better leave.
Oh, my God, I thought you said you were going to do that. I didn't realize you were still playing the game there.
I was responding to my grandfather.
Chuck's leaving to jack off in pantyhose.
No.
Yeah, there's other people are just talking about this situation here, but
yeah,
a lot of people have been busted. Let's go to Brian in Roseville. Hi, Brian. How are you? Hello. Brian, are you with us?
Yes.
Oh, well, there you are. Worst thing you've ever been caught doing.
Yes, I am. Oh, my God. I was sitting on the couch, and my wife just happened to look over at me, and I was picking a booger, and I ate it.
Oh, you dirty bastard.
Okay. Bye.
Yep, see you.
Yes, that is a...
Nope. No chance. Not a chance. You don't get to say anything else on this show ever. Deleted.
Thank you for calling and admitting that.
Thanks for listening, Booger Eater.
Big man.
My wife, this guy said, caught me buying some painkillers from my dealer's house when I was supposed to be at work. She just happened to drive by as I was pulling out of his driveway. Crazy moment.
Mm.
Mm. Yes. Drug abuse.
Mm-hmm. Wacky times.
Uh-huh.
My wife caught me jerking to a cam girl that I knew.
Oh.
So that. You may have gotten away with that.
Yeah.
Still your wife, huh?
Yeah, let's see if she's... He says my wife. He doesn't say my ex. They must be still together.
Yeah.
Another guy said my wife went into my gym bag and saw a plethora of steroids. That was all new to her and bad for business. Also, he was probably selling.
Oh, right.
From the sounds of it.
Yeah.
I don't know if this next one is a guy or a girl.
Okay.
Either way, I think it's still bad.
Okay.
We're talking about something that you've been caught doing, the worst thing you've been caught doing. Got caught using my mom's vibrator in high school.
Can I tell you? Can I tell you?
Don't do that. I hope it's not a guy. I hope it's not a guy using mom's.
It's bad either way, right?
Yeah. It's bad either way.
Either way. Using mom's is bad.
Yep.
Even not getting caught using mom's is bad.
Buy your own.
That's it.
Really? Buy your own.
Seems like there could be germs.
Well, just... Those are some streams you never want to cross. Don't share intimate devices with your mother. Come on.
Yeah.
All right, listen to this next guy. Naked on the bed. Legs spread. Mirror facing my taint. Trying to pull out an ingrown hair. Girlfriend walks in.
Precarious.
Because she wouldn't believe you were trying to pull out an ingrown hair. She'd think you were doing something funky dirty.
I feel like he's got to stick to this ingrown hair story until he dies.
Yeah, he does for sure. Was he checking out his taint, seeing if he had a hairy beehole? What was he doing down there? Hairy beehole?
And at the daffodil.
Would you ask a girlfriend to pull out an ingrown taint hair?
No.
You wouldn't?
No.
So it is something you would do yourself if you had to.
Yeah, but I feel like you can do anything down there by feel alone. You can do it by feel.
I see.
You don't need to set up shop.
Wouldn't need to get the visual.
No.
Let's go next to Jonathan. Jonathan, we're asking you the worst thing you've ever been caught doing.
So, I'm about 20 now, but in seventh grade, I was practicing twerking. And then I look up to see a bunch of girls laughing at me, and I look behind me, and the janitor is right behind me at school.
How did you do with your twerking?
Pretty good.
You're pretty good?
Oh, I rock. I rock. I won all the competitions.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Nice. Good for you. You still twerking these days?
Oh, for sure. You don't give it up.
Unfortunately, I'm not twerking anymore. Those days are behind me.
Okay.
Right in my heart.
Sorry to hear that, my friend. Yeah. All the best.
Unfortunately.
Thanks for listening, though. You have a good
day. Never let go of twerking.
See ya.
Yeah.
Gave that janitor a show.
Yeah, free show for sure.
Got caught by my ex with a girl doing a huge rail off my dong. She came home from work early. Cheating's bad enough. Someone snorting something off your wiener.
Yeah.
Takes it to another level, right?
What a time to walk in the room, though. What a time to get caught. That time.
This woman said, my boyfriend walked in on me giving myself an enema.
Ooh.
Oh, my lady.
It might be hard to recover from.
I hadn't pooped for 2 weeks, and I had my cheeks open in a very awkward position.
Oh, man.
Most embarrassing moment ever.
It would take me a minute to process all that. Walking in, and there's a tube and a bag, and there's...
Like girl stuff, I guess.
yeah, girl stuff, I guess. Yeah, it would be.
Lock the door.
Oh my God,
I might power down like Windows 95. You know, like
pass
you
hear
out.
That'd be best. And hopefully, you wake up and don't remember a thing.
Yeah.
Someone said got blackout drunk. Apparently, took a dump on the back steps of the house. My dad confronted me the next day and made me pick it up and clean it up. I had no idea I did it. I know, right?
Sometimes you get so drunk, you do stuff you don't even know you did. That's pretty bad.
Stop drinking.
Yeah, that's a telltale sign when you're pooping in the areas.
My mom caught me having a threesome. She ran to my dad and told him. He said, what do you want me to do, yell at him? I'm going to congratulate him.
My God.
Jeez.
Well, like father, like son.
Different dads.
Yeah. I guess it's kind. Is it kind of better? It was the guy
that it was their son.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's bad.
Either way,
it's bad.
But
I mean, I guess a young guy
can get away with it more than a young girl.
But he could have been. Everyone could have been doing stuff. You know, it might not have been just a strictly devils. Could have been like.
Well, I assumed it was him and two girls.
Yeah.
If his dad's congratulating him.
Yeah.
Right. That's what I was.
Oh, because in my head it was a girl, and in my head it was a girl and two guys, and the girl was going to get caught. But when you said it was a guy, I was like, oh.
Yeah, no, I assume it was one guy, two girls, and he was the guy. Brian's with us in Boston.
Yes,
Brian,
congratulations.
Worst thing you've ever been caught doing?
Yeah, first off, absolutely love you guys. Long time listener.
Thank you, sir.
So years back, I work overnights. Years ago, I'd come home. My little routine, like at work, go online, do what I got to do my thing, sleep in. And very old computer, very slow. When I was done doing my thing, I would just shut it off. You know, would be sloppy, wouldn't go on, clear history, this or not. And so anyway, she comes home from work one day. I'm upstairs in my bed sleeping. Next thing I know, she kicks in the door. Starts freaking out at me, thinking I'm having an affair. So finally gets her to calm down a bit. What's going on? What did you see? What's making you think this? She turns the computer on. Typical porn from 10 years ago, ad pops up, you know, and it knows the IP address, knows where I live, very next town, being local, singles near you, this and that.
Local sexy singles,
yeah. Yeah, wasn't doing anything, just strictly going on my site, doing my thing, going to bed, helps me sleep, whatever it is.
Yeah, right, but it was just a bad pop-up that was left lingering, unfortunately. Yeah.
And if you weren't into porn and didn't realize that thing... That style of ad would pop up all the time.
Yeah. Then you would think he was looking.
Yeah, you'd think maybe.
Karen's with us in Florida. Good morning, Karen.
Hey, good morning. Penis balls.
Penis to you. Penis. Worst thing you've ever been caught doing?
I don't know if it's the worst thing, but it was so freaking embarrassing. My husband at the time of only a couple of years walks in on me taking care of my facial hair. And he was so surprised, and he said, "Oh, I didn't know you had facial hair. You have a stash?" And I look at him, I'm like, "Are you freaking kidding me?" I'm like, "You've seen Grandma. You know who hairy the women are in my family."
Oh, yes. You have a stash? You don't want to hear anyone say that to you as a lady.
Seriously, it was a secret. It was just something I didn't want him to know. But
yeah, he's most sensitive man. No,
he didn't know how to handle it.
What's up there, Burt Reynolds?
Hey, what are you doing? Hey, Kenny
Rogers, have you met my girlfriend Tom Selleck?
Just keep moving. Yep. No, you're right. Not a sensitive fella.
No.
Right? Most guys would be like, sorry, and back out, not say a word.
Here's a question. Do you think a guy that gets involved with someone and sees grandma, and grandma's got hair and everything all over, you just put it out of your mind? You're like, that's not my girl. My girl doesn't have all that. She won't have all
and
that.
I don't think it generally means that they will have that.
I hope not.
I don't know.
It all depends. But like we said, the women do girl things. They can do their girl things, and we don't need to know.
Yeah, I would not want to walk in, though, on a girl like, I don't even know what you would do, like waxing the top of their lip. I would be like, whoa, like that's part of the stuff I
worry about their embarrassment of it. I'd just be like,
Yeah, that's a behind closed doors type of.
Yep. Going at it with a girl at her house. No one was home. Suddenly her mom walks in right as we started doing it doggy style.
Oh, man.
The mom runs up to me and starts hitting me.
Sure.
She kicked me out of the house naked with only a rubber on.
At least you had
I had to call my mom to come and get me.
Oh, that's a bad one.
Hopefully you were able to put something besides a rubber on before mom shows up.
Yeah.
Break into their mailbox and just steal some old mail to cover
leaves. I don't know. Find something.
I don't know.
Oh, a bunch of us hanging out at a friend's house walked into the basement to find one of our buddies putting on his mom's thong.
Mm. Mm.
Probably the worst thing he's ever been caught doing. We were not friends with him much longer after that. Oh, so like Chuck, Andy, and James come over to my house. and then James puts on one of my mom's thongs. That's, I think, what's going on here.
Yeah.
How horrible.
I would prefer one of Amber's thongs.
Yeah. Yeah, but you were younger, and this was
fair enough.
Right?
Only thongs on hand were his mom's.
It was my mom. My mom's thongs.
Better be something nice and lacy.
Ooh. Listen to this one. Had a hemorrhoid. A feeling.
Oh, yeah.
Wanted to see how bad it was, so I took a picture.
Sure.
Gross, but okay, deleted it. Get a new phone. My girlfriend helped me recover the data from Google. Turns out my b-hole pic saved to the Google Cloud.
You gotta know your settings. You gotta know your settings before you're gonna take pictures of your roids. Yeah. Know your settings.
Do, 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 do.
Yeah.
Public service announcement from Chuck the Freak.
Yeah.
Know your settings before you take pictures of your roids. Mm-hmm. Absolutely, you should. A few years ago, I meant to text my best friend, but I accidentally texted my dad and said, "Wow, there's so many uncircumcised wieners on UJizz today." What?
Thanks for the report, son.
Yeah. What? Back in the 90s, I caught my mom watching online porn.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, sorry, no. Was caught by his mom.
Oh, okay. Okay. That's more sense.
She walked into the computer room. I didn't know how to shut it off. She came up next to me. The screen was a pop-up that said, "All anal, all Asian." My mom pointed to the little X on the upper right and said, "Just hit the X." Well, walked she's out. Some, we never talked about it.
Yeah, she's had some experience.
Just hit the X.
Thank you.
Oh, no, this poor woman. Oh, my God. It's like the unholy trinity.
What?
My boyfriend walked in on me.
Mm-hmm.
While I was crying, having diarrhea, throwing up, and having my period all at the same time.
The unholy trinity.
That is the unholy trinity.
Oh,
what happened to that guy?
You know, I know.
He's like off in the woods somewhere.
We just talked about him. He's the guy who jumped off that building. It was that guy.
Oh my God, of all the things you'd never want to see, you got all three of them at once.
Well, I mean...
Sometimes. You instantly get flock of seagulls hair.
And I ran. Yeah. I ran so far away.
What happened?
I saw the unholy trinity.
I've never even heard of that before in my life. Well, diarrhea, puking period.
Well, it's just really bad timing with the unfortunate possible food poisoning or something.
Right.
Mm. Yeah. That's real bad timing.
Just all hit. And she's bawling because it's all happening to her.
Well, and that's why the guy probably went in there, right?
Yeah, make sure she's
like,
okay.
Like, you see, you're trying to be that guy to, I guess the lesson is always knock
at the door. Are you okay?
Open the door a
you
slight
need me to come
bit.
In?
Yes. Yeah.
Like, oh, I'd never just walk in on a lady.
Might scream so high pitched, it'd be like a dog whistle. It's like not even audible. Just like,
yeah, it's like, I think he's screaming.
The glasses are breaking.
No good. Absolutely no good. Coming up, it's idiot criminals. How are these two idiot criminals meant to be together? Let's find out.
The idiot criminal of the day.
If these two don't end up together, they're dumb.
All right.
A man driving a stolen car crashed into a woman also driving a stolen car.
Oh, are you kidding me?
That's like the criminal notebook.
Cute.
They say opposites attract, but in the case of an Oregon man fleeing authorities in a stolen vehicle, he attracted the same, but opposite, when he crashed into another stolen car being driven by a woman. They got a call about a stolen Toyota Land Cruiser driving through downtown Newburgh, Oregon. A chase ensued. It lasted several blocks, but it ended when the driver, Portland resident Randy Lee Cooper, crashed into another car. Once Cooper was taken into custody, police realized the second vehicle was also reported stolen. Police found the driver of that car, Kristen Begg, was driving under the influence. No word yet if these two alleged criminals will meet up for some kind of
fun joyriding in stolen cars.
Yeah.
But they should. They love the same thing, stealing and driving.
They kind of look like they could date.
I know they totally could.
She's a bit, maybe a bit better than him.
Yeah. Well, sure. Yeah. But she probably likes a bad guy.
Yeah. It's like the white trash gone in 60 seconds. Yeah.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.